EASIT, Easy Access for Social Inclusion Training.
This is Unit 2, Easy to Understand Language, in short, E2U, Element 4, the language of E2U, video lecture, syntactic aspects of E2U. My name is Sergio Hernandez Garrido from the University of Hildesheim. In this short video lecture, I will talk about the syntactic aspects of Easy to Understand Language. In this unit, we already had a presentation about the basic rules of Easy to Understand in Element 1. There, we covered some rules on the syntactic level. In this presentation, we will go into detail. Before beginning with the syntactic aspects of Easy and Plain Language, let me state that these aspects may be language specific. In this presentation, we focus on aspects that are not language specific and that are general principles on the syntactic level for more comprehensibility. Too long and complex sentences are beyond the reading capacity of the primary target groups. Therefore, the basic rule on the syntactic level is that we avoid long and complex sentences. Avoid long sentences. For easy language, only independent clauses are used and compound clauses are avoided. This means that adverbial or relative compound clauses have to be transformed into independent clauses. For example, as an example, for an adverbial clause, we take a conditional clause. Instead of formulating, if you are hungry, eat something, we can use two independent clauses. You are hungry, then eat something. For relative clauses, instead of formulating a laptop that costs more than 2,000 euros is too expensive for many people, we can also use two independent clauses. There are laptops for more than 2,000 euros. These laptops are too expensive for many people. For non-clauses, there is some doubt as to whether the document is genuine. This can be reformulated into independent clauses. Is this document genuine? There is some doubt about this. These examples were taken from the book of Cristiano Mas, published in 2020. The rule to avoid compound clauses applies to easy language. Plain language may allow some simple forms of compound clauses depending on the target groups. Avoid complex sentences. Even sentences that are not long may be complex. This is the case if they shift information to the noun phrases that are then enriched with adjectives or more noun phrases. In easy to understand language, we prefer the verbal style over the nominal style. The verbal style is more comprehensible than the nominal style. Therefore, we shift information from the nouns to the verbs. For instance, instead of writing, "the behavior of the children in school was not appropriate," it can be said, "the children have not behaved well in school." Coping with negation. Negation markers have to be kept to a minimum in easy-to-understand language, especially in easy language. Negation is a rather complex instrument as it talks about non-existent issues. When something is negated, it is nonetheless activated in the brains of the audience. If we read the sentence, "do not smoke," we directly think about the act of smoking. Negation is therefore cognitively complex. On the other hand, each language and text needs the possibility to negate. It is not logical and not possible to totally avoid negation in a text. Therefore, if negation markers are used, it can be helpful to use negation markers that are independent words, such as "no" or "not." Markers that are bound morphemes, such as "un" in "unthinkable" or "less" as in "toothless," are harder to perceive. In German, to increase perceptibility of the negation markers, they are set in bold type. Active over passive. On the syntactic level, active voice is preferred over passive voice. Active voice usually indicates who is carrying out an action which actually is important for the audience to know. For example, "all schools were closed," instead of "the government closed all schools." In conclusion, on a syntactic level, following features of easy-to-understand language can be named. Independent clauses are preferred over compound clauses. Verbal style is used instead of nominal style. Negation markers are kept to a minimum. Independent markers are more perceptible than morpheme-bound markers. Bold type can help to increase perceptibility of negation markers. Active voice is used instead of passive voice. This video lecture has been prepared by Sergio Hernandez and Cristiano Mas from the University of Hildesheim. You can reach us at ezit@unihildesheim.de.
The project EZIT has received funding from the European Commission under the Erasmus Plus Strategic Partnerships for Higher Education Programme, Grant Agreement 2018-1-ES01-KA203-05275. The European Commission's support for the production of this publication does not constitute an endorsement of the contents, which reflect the views only of the authors, and the Commission cannot be held responsible for any use which may be made of the information contained therein. This work is licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution, Share Alike 4.0 International License. Partners of the EZIT project: Universitat Autonoma de Barcelona, Università degli Studi di Trieste, Universidade de Vigo, Stiftung Universität Hildesheim, SDI München, Dyslexieverbundet, Radio Televisia Slovenia, Zavod Risa. EZIT, Easy Access for Social Inclusion Training.